You think media companies are going to go against Big Pharma when it's brought to you by Pfizer, brought to you by Pfizer? There's another way to look at it, and it shows you how corrupt and unethical the media is. He could.
I've just got a wild theory here, a beanie theory, if you will. What if capitalists, corporations, what if it was serving their interests as well to not talk about the shitty things of corporations and the structure and the system itself? What if it was more beneficial to do things that could produce a large amount of profit, but also didn't directly threaten the very system that allowed you to profit off it? What about that one too?
Today, I'm playing poker with the boys, and I'm not really paying attention a whole lot. When I get home, pull up my phone and see this story.
Why are you talking like that?
So this Saturday, I'm playing poker with the boys, and I'm not really paying attention a whole lot.
Sounds like a sober person's impersonation of a drunk person.
When I get home, pull up my phone and see this story that Woody Harrelson is pushing weird COVID conspiracy theories. And I think to myself, oh boy, what's going on here on Saturday Night Live during the opening monologue? Woody Harrelson made a joke about a movie in which, he says he comes on SNL. After he leaves, he's leaning up against a palm tree in New York. There's a bunch of weird jokes in there. Smoking pot. Well, okay. And he's reading a movie script.
I wasn't really taken with the whole pot smoking, obviously. The pot smoking was offensive to me. I did not like it. I did like the conspiracy theory part.
About how all the drug cartels in the world get together to buy up all the media and the politicians, lock people in their homes, and force them to do drugs over and over again if they want to leave their house. And he said, I threw the script away. Who is going to believe that? And, like, no one says anything. There's, like, scattered coughing.
Let's listen to it. Good one. Elon Musk is here.
Hello, you beautiful people. And you ugly people, too. No, I jest. This country seems so divided. Beautiful, ugly, black, white, blue, red. I love everybody. Maybe because I'm a redneck hippie. The red in me thinks you should be allowed to own guns. The blue in me thinks squirt guns. So, I'm red and blue, which makes purple. I'm purple. So, this is my fifth.
Was that a joke that didn't land? You have to skip to the end to get the COVID part? All right.
Talking about.
By the way, I don't have any particular dislike of Woody Harrelson. Like most of you, there's a ton of Woody Harrelson movies I love, and then there's a lot I'm just like, impartial to.
Oh, yeah, I was telling you about that script. So, I blazed a fatty, which, I got in L.A. at my dispensary, The Woods. I mean, obviously, I didn't transport the herb from California to New York because that's highly illegal. My manager, Jeremy, did. Yeah. He muled it from L.A. Speaking of Jeremy, he's here tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. I did like the text. The text added to that.
He's newly single, ladies. Very handsome. I know he would prefer that
Mitch.
I talk about our movie Champions that's coming out in 2 weeks. It's a comedic masterpiece, but I'm not here to sell Champions. It sells itself. Projections have it making more than Avatar. But whatever, I'm no salesman, I don't know. Where was I? Yeah, okay, no, so 3 years ago, Central Park, Sunday morning, the Lord's Day, trying to resist the temptation to puff too early in the day. Of course, I succumbed. Like a lot of people, I have a devil on one shoulder.
I get it, dude. You smoke weed. Cool.
And on the other shoulder, I have a larger, more frightening devil. And there's a battle going on in here, you know? I'm just saying that I am many different things. Anarchist, Marxist, ethical, hedonist, non-discriminatory, empath.
Anarchist, Marxist, what?
Path, epistemological deconstructionist, Texan. But back to the tree in Central Park in that script. All right.
The whitest of privileges to be able to joke about drug trafficking without worrying about getting harassed by the police. So true. They're just like, yo, I not only did a whole bunch of illegal shit involving drugs, my manager did. There he is. Zoom in. It's funny, right? Because we won't have consequences for our actions.
Put yourselves in my place. Lay the curve of your neck against the roots of the tree. What kind of tree was it? I mean, what kind of trees they have in Central Park? Oh, yeah, it was a palm tree. So lay your head on the palm, fire up a hooter from Jeremy.
And that's a recall. Reading. We call that a recall on the biz.
So the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes, and people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is gonna believe that crazy idea, being forced to do drugs? I do that voluntarily all day.
Yeah, I guess he thought he was gonna get away with that one and just slip it underneath the covers, you know? Yeah, that's fucked. That's gross. First off, it's taking away the ability to properly critique Big Pharma, and you should. Like, there are so many critiques about Big Pharma that are real critiques, not made up ones like the vaccine is going to turn your heart into goo. That's the weird conspiratorial shit. They don't need to do all there's you're adding steps, you know, when you make it into the conspiracy theory, you're like, all right, so how can we make untold amounts of money? I've got it. Why don't we release a virus? Well, actually, you know what? China says they'll take care of that. China's going to release a virus. Then we're going to have to make a vaccine for that virus so everyone doesn't die. And then we're going to have to sell it to the people. But sir, we don't have a vaccine. All we have is this thing that turns your heart into goo and makes your head explode. Well, that's fine. We'll give them that. And then we'll force them to stay in their houses unless they take it. And if they take it, they're allowed to leave their homes. But only then. And then they'll all explode. Why? Oh, because I want to see that. I think that would be a thing that I would enjoy if a whole bunch of people just turned to goo. Yeah, it probably won't really help our bottom line. Probably going to be pretty bad for our company if we just invent this thing that makes people die and then, you know, use this entire pandemic as an excuse to sell it to everyone. But hey. Hey, we're Big Pharma. We're silly.
Lord. Anyway, it's about that time. Come on. Still no Jack. Okay. Well, we got a great show for you.
What?
Nobody gets the joke. And then the media comes out and loses their mind. All.
No, everyone got the joke. It's what was the joke saying, Tim?
Saying that Woody Harrelson is pushing a popular COVID-19...
The lamestream media, they don't get it. They don't get the joke. Yeah, they're losing their minds because they don't understand it.
Team conspiracy theory. There's two ways to see this. One, there's a breakthrough. People like Woody Harrelson understand that Big Pharma buys ads on TV and lobbies Congress. That's what it means to buy the media and the politicians. And then those people owe favors. You'd think media companies are going to go against Big Pharma when it's brought to you by Pfizer, brought to you by Pfizer. There's another way to look at it, and it shows you how corrupt and unethical the media is.
I've just got a wild theory here, a beanie theory, if you will. What if capitalists, corporations, what if it was serving their interests as well to not talk about the shitty things of corporations and the structure and the system itself? What if it was more beneficial to do things that could produce a large amount of profit, but also didn't directly threaten the very system that allowed you to profit off it? What about that one, Tim?
Be making a joke at the expense of conspiracy theorists, saying all of these people believe this crazy thing And I threw it away like, who would believe that? And apparently now they do. Ha ha. Instead, the media goes with a narrative.
Wait, do you have to, like, pretzel yourself over this one? Because, like, you're also supposed to hate, like, the liberal Hollywood elites. So this one's, like, this one's tricky. He's a liberal Hollywood elite, but he has done a good thing. So maybe this is about the fact that Big Pharma pays you off and you can't get away with it. And so you're secretly trying to release information.
That on SNL, Woody Harrelson pushes popular COVID-19 conspiracy theory. The actor worked in a joke during his monologue that repeated a pandemic plot favored by vaccination opponents. Oh, boy. The other big news coming out of this weekend is that the U.S. government is now saying lab leak is the most likely scenario in the origin of COVID-19. Now, I know the GOP has said it. And here's how it goes. Here's how it goes. So first, you get lab leak theory. Look, you guys know me, milquetoast fence sitter guy. I'm not going to come out and immediately just be like, I believe whatever they say. However, it seemed to be the case. And the way I described it in the earlier days of COVID was.
It seemed to be the case. It seemed to be the case. So I'm not a fancy science man with all the brain learnings. And so this morning I reached out to a molecular biologist to ask some questions about the new revelation. Because I saw the internet is really having a time. Jimmy Dore feels vindicated. Except they always knew this. Emails reveal Fauci knew COVID virus was engineered in a lab. He knew because he funded the research that created the virus. So this one's neat. Not only did was lab leak a thing, but lab leak was actually a thing done in conjunction between both the U.S. and the Chinese governments in tandem, working together, partnering. That's nice that they're not enemies anymore. They're frenzies, and they can do things like this, accomplish such feats, which is why he lied about it and smeared anyone who told the truth as a racist conspiracy nuts. It has to be noted, by the way, one of the biggest problems with people in relation to the lab leak theory, the Wuhan lab leak theory, is yes, absolutely, it is used by actors who want to push xenophobia, want to vilify Chinese people, as well as, generally speaking, Asians. And broadly, there was an increase in anti-Asian hate crimes that happened immediately following the pandemic. And that's fucking horrible. Something that should be called out. So when you've got people who are like using this kind of stuff for those purposes, like the president of the United States, that's someone I could point to, you know, when he says racist shit, like the Kung Fu flu and stuff like that. That's the president of the United States, just straight up promoting that kind of shit. So it does come from powerful men, powerful people, and stuff like that. That was one of the problems. It's completely fine to have these conversations. Like, people keep screaming from the mountaintops that no one is allowed to talk about this. We are not allowed to even talk about this. They'll call you a racist if you even suggest it. Blah, blah, blah. No. You all have giant megaphones screaming about how you're all silenced. You're allowed to have this conversation. The thing is, regardless of where the origins are, and yes, we should find that out. It can like be incredibly beneficial to find that out for the purposes of trying to understand a novel coronavirus better. And perhaps, should I be so brazen to say, prevent future outbreaks like this from happening in the future. But that shouldn't change our policies. This isn't part of a larger conspiracy theory, broadly speaking. You can't connect this to everything else. Like, every country responded in different ways, and they are responding to a pandemic. They are trying to reduce the strain on their medical systems that can sustain so much. We saw what happens in countries when this first happened that were unable to do so. It was devastating to their medical systems, and they still have not recovered from that in lots of parts of Europe, like Italy, for example. And even in Canada, in Alberta, there's parts of the medical system that are still utterly devastated from what happened with the coronavirus pandemic, and still continues to happen if people will refuse to be vaccinated. Was COVID-19 a natural occurrence, or did it come from a lab leak? Of course, I don't know for sure. I'm not a virologist, but the fact that it came from the same city as the Wuhan Institute of Virology, a lab that worked on coronavirus, seems an awfully large coincidence. And we got Tim. And then there's, of course, The Hill. Lab leak theory gets a massive boost. If you are to do a little thing here, actually, maybe we can show it here. No, it's not there. All right. I think it's even in Jimmy Dore's screen. Yeah. Let's zoom in. Enhance. Computer. This part. This is the part that all the people who are super excited aren't really talking a lot about. Is this? This is a headline. This is a clickbait headline with this sewn into it. Low confidence. I bring this up because, again, when I spoke to Dr. Wilson, he gave me this quote to tell the world. It's a headline without a story. The DOE stated that their conclusions are of low confidence and there are no statements about what evidence or reasoning led them to that conclusion. Unless they found new evidence, nothing has changed. It's speculation. Second part. A lot of the origins and the promotion of the COVID-19 conspiracy theory, the lab leak conspiracy theory, come from this individual who was making the rounds in the right-wing circles for a very long time, very big proponent of Brexit. He is a ex-banking chairman. He is thoroughly and utterly disgraced in the UK at this point, but finds no problem getting, obviously, within right-wing circles, all the promotion he needs. And you may also remember him as one of the people who was hardcore pushing that there were weapons of mass destruction to justify the invasion of Iraq. So now we got Jimmy Dores, the very people who love championing that. Yeah, they lied to you. The government lied to you. They lied about the weapons of mass destruction. What were, could they lie about? Blah, blah, blah. Champion one of those motherfuckers. It's so wild. Like, again, years ago, they were the people, well, not Jimmy Dore, he's always been, any conspiracy theory, I'll absorb it, but people like Joe Rogan, they were the ones making fun of the progressive liberal mind mums who were like, vaccines cause autism, don't get vaccinated, blah, 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 and then measles starts exploding in those areas, and it's just like, you know, you would have been the first ones to be like, it's just unscientific, there's a lot of things and problems you can have with, like, you know, the way the pharmaceutical industry is run without having to turn the whole thing into a conspiracy, and polio, thank you, Steph, yeah.
It makes the most sense that COVID-19 came from a lab. We have the logic, but...
The logic?
When the U.S. Department of Energy says the COVID pandemic likely was the result of a laboratory leak in Wuhan, China. How's your weekend going? So can every single corporate press journalist and mainstream personality with low IQs who claimed it was likely not a lab leak or called it a dangerous fringe conspiracy theory, please step up and apologize. Ah, yes. Every news outlet that ragged on Tom Cotton because he said rather succinctly that
I'm sorry. It's just like it's so darling that he's got such arrogance when he's making this segment. Could everyone please, at this moment, line up? I'm going to reveal my filthy, dirt-encrusted toes, and you can all bow before me and lick the grime off to sustain yourselves. The day has come. Vindication. It feels good, my friends.
Virus emerged across the street from a laboratory that does gain-of-function research. And the media said, no, 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 that's crazy. The scientists say it's impossible that a lab leak could have happened. You know what I always found funny?
Not impossible, unlikely. There's a huge difference. They were saying the likely cause is a transfer from an animal to a human. That is the likely cause, not that it was leaked from a lab, that it was intentionally leaked from a lab, that it was a synthetic or unsynthetic origin virus that was, leaked for purposes. That's the part of the whole conspiracy theory. And again, you're saying all this with this word in bold on the top.
About the dismissal of the lab leak theory. They said it was more likely that bat coronaviruses mutated and jumped to humans than humans who are doing experiments on coronaviruses,
yes,
made it
more
transmissible
true
among mammals,
that
or among, 100% among humans.
That is to say, as far as our knowledge on the subject, yes.
The virus can randomly jump from one species to another is slim to none, but it does happen. The likelihood that a virus engineered in a lab can is infinitely greater. Now, I'm not saying there was...
Wait, it's like... Look. I'm not going to bring in a lot of other factors here. Sample size, population, transfer rate, mechanism of transfer, what exactly it does in humans, travel routes, how cities work, society. I'm going to ignore all of that and just say, in a vacuum, this, in theory, seems far more plausible to me.
Evidence that this is what happened. I'm saying it is just mathematically more probable that the bioengineering resulted in the virus.
It's just mathematically more probable. This is just science, folks, okay? And hey, I'm just going to ignore this low confidence on screen, but it's probable.
Infecting humans as opposed to all of a sudden and randomly The bats were had a virus and it jumped to humans. Granted, both
bats were at a virus and it jumped to humans. Wait, what? Do you think this has like a man bat origin story? Someone was just doing too much spelunking one day and then was bit by a bat and then gained the power of coronavirus, which then spread around the rest of the world.
Are entirely plausible, and the odds are pretty great on either of them. The issue is, we actually had witness testimony and statements indicating that the lab leak was, circumstantially, the most likely culprit. Ah, yes.
No.
The New York Times. Here's the news. Lab leak most likely caused pandemic, Energy Department says. Their conclusion, which was made with low confidence, came as America's intelligence agencies remained divided over the...
So I guess just gonna skip over that part. Low confidence.
Origins of the coronavirus. They say new intelligence has prompted the Energy Department to conclude that an accidental laboratory leak in China most likely caused the coronavirus pandemic, though U.S. spy agencies remain divided. The conclusion was a change from the department's earlier position that it was undecided on how the virus emerged. Some officials briefed on the intelligence said it was relatively weak and the Energy Department's conclusion was made with low confidence, suggesting its level of...
Why is the Energy Department saying anything? Well, that part, you would have to teach me, Americans. I don't understand why the Energy Department would be taking it upon themselves to do that. The Energy Department of the United States. Let's learn together. Let's see the things they do. What falls under their purview? The United States Department of Energy is an executive department of the U.S. federal government that oversees U.S. national energy policy and manages the research and development of nuclear power, nuclear weapons in the United States. The DOE oversees the U.S. nuclear weapons program, nuclear reactor production in the United States Navy, energy-related research in domestic energy production, and energy conservation. The DOE was created in 1977 in the aftermath of the 1973 oil crisis. It sponsors more physical science research than any other U.S. federal agency, the majority of which is conducted through its system of national laboratories. The DOE also directs research in genomics. The Human Genome Project originated from a DOE initiative. Oh, that's actually pretty incredible. The Human Genome Project is unbelievably based. The department is headed by the Secretary of Energy, who reports directly to the President of the United States and is a member of the Cabinet. The current Secretary of the Energy is Jennifer Granholm, who has served in this position since 2021. It does seem unusual for this to be falling under their purview, because it doesn't really seem to be related to what they do.
Certainty was not high. While the department shared the information with other agencies, none of them changed their conclusions, officials said. Some officials briefed on the intelligence. Who? What officials? Who the are you talking about, New York Times? Even when you get a government agency being like, actually, this one's...
Have you learned how to censor yourself for swears? Have you gained that skill after doing this for so long? It would have been better if you taught yourself how to bleep. So you could be, who the deep do you think you are, New York Times? I'll get better at that. I'll work on it, okay? I'm not great yet. Oh, look what I just did. I'm deep.
Probably, yeah, the lab leak. They go, well, officials. Officials of what? Soccer officials? Is that what you did? You went to the local football club and said, I need an official. And the official said, I don't think so. And they wrote it down. That's the game.
Why are you doing this right now, Tim? This is undermining your own conspiracy. You want this to be true. You want these officials to have briefed them on intelligence that led them to believe that this is a lab leak. Not like, oh, on whose authority?
They play. And don't you forget it. You might think it's crazy. No, they wouldn't. They pull this trick all the time in the corporate press. Some officials briefed on the intelligence. What does officials mean? Get out of here with that stuff. Officials would not disclose what the intelligence was. Now, I'll tell you this. Do I trust the Department of Energy? No. I'm just pointing out that I don't know if I have this tweet pulled up. Seamus Coughlin had a really good one. Here we go. Seamus from Freedom Tune says, remember when a never before seen virus sprang up in a city that had a virus factory and then the media spent 3 years.
I love how he still needs to be edgy boy. He still needs to be all cool and edgy. He needs to be able to be like, hey, do I trust the government for the first time ever? No. Do I know what official even means? Like the word? No. Okay. Do I know what the Department of Energy is responsible? No. No, but clearly we were right all along.
Years telling you that you were an idiot for not thinking the virus came from a bat. That's about right. Yeah. You're the idiot for not thinking the virus
Thanks,
came from a bat
Peter.
Because there's a virus factory. Because the NIAID provided funding through the, I think it was through the NIH to EcoHealth Alliance to do gain-of-function research in Wuhan, and then a virus sprang up across the street from that lab, and they went, bat soup? Bat soup? You had a paper from the University of...
You know what's extra scary? Is it has the name in it. He said the name. Oh, no.
...of Beijing that said that the likely cause, or the cause may have been, that bats had bit people and peed on them, and thus the virus jumped. Now, that...
Why did you have to add that part? So wait, is that how it happens? First you make the incision, and then you have to pee on the incision in order to truly spread more effectively. That's the first time I've heard this. Wait, is that part of it? Is that part of the whole thing? The bats peed on them?
Still plays into the idea that the existing virus was jumping
to learn
from bats
more.
To humans, which is, you know, seemingly rarer, I suppose, but possible.
Yeah, make pee-pee.
It could have been that they were doing this research. However, how did they do gain-of-function research? Well, thanks to the work of James...
So now my Google results are going to be utterly and thoroughly destroyed, but I'd like to show you some of the first results that appear when you search bats peed on humans. Do bats pee on humans? Do vampire bats feed on humans? Do bats feed on humans? Do bats eat human food? What do bats feed on? Not a lot of results. It's not a hugely searched term, apparently. All right, so... there is a rare disease in which rodents can... infect humans if urine gets in contact with your broken skin. This is not what anyone is suggesting happened in relation to COVID-19. I can't find the two things together.
James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, rest in peace, I guess, to Project Veritas. There was a director who worked at Pfizer, right, who was saying that they basically take the animal and they give it the virus, and then when they see certain outcomes, they remove that and then spread that outcome.
Oh, you mean the guy who said that he was lying, that he actually worked for the company because he was on a date? That one?
Something like that. I think that's what was said. I could be wrong, so forgive me if I get that one incorrect. And I'll just say right now, I believe that's what the reporting was. That basically what they'll do is they'll take a bunch of monkeys.
You know what else was wild about that was that he says in the video that he was actually lying, that he doesn't work for the company. There isn't a publicly available record of him working for the company. The person who is in that position, the one that he's supposed to have, is available publicly to find. You can find that information on their website. So it does seem a little odd. There's a few holes in the story. James O'Keefe, of course, the one bringing you the story, is renowned for lying, the professional liar and grifter. That's basically what he's built his career on. So that one also probably tarnishes it a little bit.
Give one of the monkeys COVID, then, or bats or something.
Or something.
When it spreads around and you have like 10...
I'm not the science man. The science people, they know what they were doing, all right? They knew that if they found the right batter monkey that was able to both bite on a human and then pee on the wound, they were going to be able to pull this off. And that's how this whole thing happened.
Specimen. And then one starts coughing and the others don't. They take the one that coughs and they put it in another space with more
science.
Monkeys. So it
right.
spreads that particular variant, controlling effectively the mutation of the virus.
So, you know, when there was this whole free speech argument on the internet and everyone was like, well, we really just need to let every single person have the most amount of information. And then the good ideas will rise to the top. Like, look what happened to Tim. Tim is just so internet poisoned on this story. Like, there's shit coming out right now that I didn't even know existed. I didn't know that parts of the right wing thought that this was about piss. The bats were making pee-pee on humans, and that's how the virus spread. And of course, we just learned what highly scientific gain-of-function style research is. You take a bat or a monkey, basically the exact same thing. I mean, for the purposes of science, they're identical in every single way. And then you take one of them, and if they get sick, you then put them with other monkeys who then also get sick. And then they spread sickness that way. That's how it works. And then that's how you basically invent viruses.
Very, very creepy. Well, I'd like to play this video for you from The Hill. November 4th, 2021. Let me just play. It's a minute long.
The preponderance of evidence now points towards this coming from the lab. And what you've done is changed the definition on your website to try to cover your ass, basically. That's what you've done. You've changed the website to try to have a new definition that doesn't include the risky research that's going on. Until you admit that it's risky, we're not going to get anywhere. You have to admit that.
You know what's so wild about the whole Americans and right-wingers despise Fauci? It's like something out of a movie where there's a pandemic, and right away they're like, it's the scientists that did this to us! I knew it! I knew we shouldn't have trusted the scientists! Let's get them! We have to get all the scientists! It was you! You did this! You invented this, and you spread it, and now you're saying I can't have brunch! I want brunch!
This research was risky. The NIH has now rebuked them. Your own agency has rebuked them. But that's, the thing is you're still...
Yeah, poor Brando on the crops. It's... You know, I mean, there is a lot of problematic things with that movie. Don't get me wrong. I loved it like everyone else. That joyful little eugenics picture that is that film. But that Brando thing turned out to be pretty true. It wasn't what plants crave, and it was killing the plants. And then when they switched to water, that definitely did help the crops. You couldn't wait, though. Like, there's so many things where it's like, we're going to implement this policy, and in about 4 years' time, we'll start to see results. And it's like, well, no, because in a year, I'm going to blame every problem on you and your party, and then we're going to switch, and then I'm going to undo the thing that you just did and put in place. I'm going to get rid of them all. I'm going to try and get rid of as many things as I can until things are so bad that everyone's like, oh shit, we fucked up. We shouldn't have voted for them. And then we'll switch again, and then we'll rotate, and then you can try and put some more safety measures in place, but soon I'll come along and everyone's going to be like, things aren't great, because ultimately you're also capitalist, so you're probably going to reinforce a lot of the same problems, then we'll do a little switcheroo, and then we'll do it again, because everyone will be like, life is terrible, and I'll be like, yeah, it's because of them, it's, and other things too, probably, yeah, the trans people, non-white people.
Unwilling to admit that they gained in function when they say they became sicker, they gained.
I don't even get what this matters. If he finds out that it came from a lab, then what? Well, that's the whole thing. This is being used by a lot of people who want to be like, so we can pretty much do something about how China did this, right? Like, this was China. China intentionally did this. It's getting pretty clear that, you know, deep down, the Chinese Communist Party, they know what they were doing, you know? It's playing out pretty much exactly as they want.
Gained in lethality. It's a new virus. That's not gain of function?
According to the definition that is currently operable, you know, Senator, let's make it clear for the people who are listening. The current definition was done over a 2 to 3 year period by outside bodies, including the NSABB, two conferences by the...
blah, blah, blah. I'm not here to listen to this guy lie. Y'all know he lied. We now know... Yeah, look at that. Fauci trending. He lied. He lied about everything. There was a piece of paper Rand Paul had that said gain of function.
I'm going to be honest. Like, it's pretty much impossible to push back against this level of majesty. You know, I mean, Tim Pool, just he cuts like a knife, a knife through a warm stick of lube, you know.
Research being done and they changed the definition.
Like, it's just right out of the gates. Well, I'm not going to listen to a word he fucking says. You know he lies. They all lie.
That was the game being played by Fauci. So let's have a fun little adventure here. We got this tweet from Justin Hart, author of the Gone Viral book. And he said, to repeat, they got
everything wrong. Asymptomatic spread, wrong. PCR testing, wrong. Fatality rate, wrong. Lockdowns, wrong. Community triggers, wrong. Business closures, wrong. School closures, wrong. Quarantining healthy people, wrong. Impact on youth, wrong. Hospital overload, wrong. Like, some of these, I'm like, what part of this did you think? I can assume on some, what do you think they did? Like, masks, wrong. No, actually, it's wild. This list is almost all entirely correct. It's like, hey, we have demonstrable results based on different things that we did, and we can see different outcomes. Are there countries that did things differently? Yep. Are there countries that implemented measures differently? Yep. Are the results different? Yep. Okay. So then we can probably draw some conclusions, right? Based on what they did and what the results. Same thing with the vaccine. Like, at this point, I know that they're all loving doing the waterboard challenge or whatever, where they like do those videos where they're pretending to shake and they have seizures, even though that is not a symptom of the vaccine. It's not a potential symptom of the vaccine. But, you know, all the right wingers just love doing their little ice bucket challenge where they, you know, someone else is like, oh, I have to live like this every single day now. And then people who actually do experience tremors or seizures are like, this is not how this disease affects you. This is completely wrong for you to trivialize something this serious by making these videos and blaming it on a vaccine. It speaks for itself. Like, at this point, the fact that you can draw along party lines, like, where in this party, a lot of people have been told not to vaccinate. In this party, a lot of people have been told to vaccinate. This one seems to be dying at almost twice the rate as the other one in terms of people going to the hospital and dying. So the results are speaking for themselves. This is a safe and effective way at lowering the risk of ending up in the hospital. That's exactly what they told us it would be.
Everything wrong. You ready for this? Asymptomatic spread. Wrong. Transmission.
Maybe this, like, you know how everyone was like, what is happening with Scott Adams? Like, how is he not recognizing that he's just, like, torpedoing his career? He has internet brain. He has internet poisoned himself to such, like, all of these people do. They continue to live in these reinforcement echo chambers that spread ahistorical information, ascientific information, and reinforce it constantly, and then pat themselves on the back like they're right or correct. Like, that's how you get, like, a fucking kitty litter box story where people legitimately believe it and then say it as a matter of fact. It's like, oh yeah, I heard from a friend of a friend that happened. And then the next person is like, oh, well, Joe Rogan just said it happened. And it's like, well, Joe Rogan said it happened because Joe Rogan saw a conspiracy theory that Higher Right Chick posted, but now Higher Right Chick is posting that Joe Rogan said it, so it must be true. It's this, like, lying Ouroboros feedback loop, and everyone gets stuck in it. And then they start to genuinely, like, parts of me, I don't think that Tim Pool's grifting when he thinks that this is factually correct. Because, like, the man was willing to not get vaccinated, get extremely sick on his compound to the point he thought he was dying, and then need Dr. Joe Rogan to save him, who, like, pumped him full of the kitchen sink. And yeah, amongst the items in the kitchen sink was a very expensive procedure that can show results, the monoclonal antibodies. But that doesn't mean that the ivermectin worked, or the zinc worked, or any of the other things. You don't get to, like, have a cocktail of all these different things and then all of a sudden be like, they all work. They're all the cure. Anyone individually or all together at once. You pick whatever you can afford or have access to, I guess.
...to the disease, wrong. Lab coronavirus conspiracy theory is bogus, according to everyone. The World Health Organization and Dr. Anthony Fauci have both poured cold water on the conspiracy theory. Uh-oh! Now the news is that actually it's probably true. And we had this one I highlighted earlier.
You injected sunlight. Glenn Kessler. Good for you.
I fear Ted Cruz missed the scientific animation of the video that shows how it's virtually impossible for the virus to jump from the lab. It's just so hilarious. I can't believe it's been almost 3 years since Big Pharma bought up all the media and the corporations, locked everybody in their homes.
Again, no, Big Pharma do not control the world. Have we just replaced elites or Jewish people or globalists or Illuminati with Big Pharma now? Is that the next one? Well, in terms of how the Illuminati is structured, it's Big Pharma at the very top. And then what else don't we like? Hollywood elites. Okay, so Big Pharma and then Hollywood elites. Yeah. And can we put the Jews back on the board? It's not as popular these days. We might have to wait a while, but they probably will make a return. Yeah. No, I'm going to go right ahead and do that. I want to watch this video.
The new coronavirus, too small to see, spread quickly from person to person, town to town, and country to country, to all corners of the world. Any one of us can catch it, spread it, and get sick. When a person infected with coronavirus breathes, talks, coughs, or sneezes, tiny droplets with millions of harmful viruses spread into the air and land on everything nearby.
That was pretty aggressive, I gotta say. I mean, if I was running that shop, I would not be happy to have customers walking by and coughing on me that aggressively.
Without realizing, the viruses enter our body. We breathe them in. They land in our mouth, nose, and eyes. And we pick them up on our hands, then touch our eyes, nose, or mouth. In these ways, the viruses enter our body and infect us. Most people don't get very sick with coronavirus. We can have this virus and not know it, and easily pass it to others, who pass it to more people. In a few weeks, a whole neighborhood...
I was like, this video is the animation is darling. In my head, I was like, it just feels like you're explaining incredibly basic things right now. But now I'm like, incredibly basic things that, like, almost half the population of the United States, in one way or another, seems to not want to fully believe. And a lot of this seems like really basic stuff that you were taught in, like, what, third or fourth grade, I want to say? Like, I remember when there was a freak out over hand washing, and people were like, oh, yeah, if I don't wash my hands, apparently I'm going to spread disease. Yeah, if I go to the bathroom and take a shit. Like, yeah, you do. This is how diseases get spread. Wash your hands, please, with soap, thoroughly. Learn how to do so. What is going on?
Blood can get infected. Most people who get sick get better on their own, but some, especially the elderly, and people who already have illnesses can get very sick and even die.
And the neat thing about this is it taught us that society writ large does not care if people are disproportionately going to have disabilities who die from coronavirus, if they are disproportionately going to be people of color because they fall along lines of people who work in industries where they have to make contact with other people. Doesn't matter. Doesn't poor people? Society doesn't seem to care. It's more important to have brunch. Brunch was more important than grandma. And I didn't fully realize it was that severe. I didn't think someone was going to be like, it's just like, it's not just a shandy. It's not just champagne. It's not just orange juice. It's both. It's orange juice and champagne. And when you taste it, it tastes better than each of those two things, like, on their own. Like, orange juice is good, and I like champagne, too. But when you put them together, they become something new and marvelous. And it's worth my grandmother dying just to be able to have that sweet elixir of the gods. Yes. Once or twice a week. At 1 or 2 p.m. because I get to sleep in because I deserve it.
Coronavirus spreads when people are close together. To protect ourselves and each other, we need to stay away from crowded and enclosed places and keep
pour out the mimosas for me, Ma.
Wear a mask.
That would have been a good t-shirt. Pour out the mimosas for me, Ma.
To protect others and ourselves, keep our hands away from our face. Cover.
Not to mention, by the way, like, I'm in a relationship. I have also a dog. I have access to the internet. Like, the lockdowns for me, and in Canada, in Vancouver, you were allowed to leave the house and go for walks in parks and stuff. Yeah, they sucked. They were the worst. Obviously, you could just tell it was a huge toll on everyone mentally. But I had it so easy. Compared to other places and countries, and that's places and countries, by the way, that have the infrastructure to be able to sustain that. There's war zones. Fucking people are getting bombed, and in addition to that, they have to deal with COVID-19. And so many people lost their shit. Like, just were so mad at the lockdowns, going after the scientists, going after the health advisors. The health advisors here was the ones that people were putting up effigies and being like, we need to kill her, she's a bitch, blah, blah, blah. She's sentenced to all, blah, blah, blah. It's like, these people are responsible for trying to maintain and preserve human life right now. This is them doing the best they can for something that, again, is novel, not completely understood.
Our cough or sneeze using our bent elbow. Wash our hands often and well with soap and water. And clean surfaces that are touched often with disinfectant to make them safe. We were careful. But one day my mother got sick with a fever and a constant dry cough. She was very tired and achy. We called the nurse. She said my mother could have coronavirus. Many people in our town were sick with this new virus. My mother needed to stay at home until she was completely well. To keep us safe, she had to wear a mask and stay apart from us.
So simple, like watching this video, being like, fuck, lies, cucked. Look at these cucked.
In case we had caught coronavirus from my mother, we had to stay home 14 days so we wouldn't infect more people. A friend brought us food and supplies.
Good friend.
We followed the rules. We avoided touching our faces, disinfected surfaces, washed our hands often, and kept our distance from each other. We opened windows to let in fresh air and wore masks anytime we were near my mother. Days passed. My mother got well and could no longer spread the virus. we finished our 14 days of staying home. Happily, we all remained healthy. Actions we took at this home with our good. Sick mother. And when we were out in our community, helped stop the spread of coronavirus. You can follow these actions and keep yourself, your family, and your community safe too.
That was a beautiful video. And again, what, is Tim Pool watching this, like, angry? I'm like, ah, you fucking cucks. Look at these cucks cucked by Big Pharma. Everyone in this video is cucked by Big Pharma. Look at them all fucking doing exactly what Big Pharma wants them to do. Safety procedures. Again, it's coming from such a place of privilege, too. Like, we had DoorDash. We had restaurant food on demand. We had internet. We had unlimited supply of fucking Netflix shows and movies. We had video games, you know, shit like that. Like, there was so much, and there was people, even within, like, you know, Western countries, who had even worse lockdowns. Like, I had a friend in Spain who, like, their lockdowns got so bad, they weren't allowed to leave their house except for their once a week designated you can go buy your groceries and supplies time. And obviously, everyone was going stir crazy. Heaven forbid if you were, like, living alone, like, you don't get to see or have any human contact for, like, weeks on end. Like, everyone became alcoholics. Yeah, because of course. Yeah, like, it's scary and depressing, and the world is weird and I don't understand what's happening, and we had so much privilege in the West, and still people were like, kill the scientists. Look at what science did to us. We knew this was science. It was science all along.
Because if you can't prove it, what are they supposed to do? It's a video. At the old
so anyways, everyone who's running and doing victory laps right now, saying that they were right all along, nothing has changed as of yesterday to today. I just want to reaffirm that. They are running with this when this is, again, the Department of Energy saying that they, with low confidence, are making the suggestion. They have produced zero publicly available evidence to the contrary. The scientific consensus as of this time is not that lab leak theory was how this happened. It doesn't change anything if it turns out it was lab leak theory in terms of how we should be dealing with this pandemic. It's not like all of a sudden hand washing goes out. I know you'd love that, Tim. With all the bat piss you seem to have on your hands, you'd love to preserve that, but that doesn't matter. Like, you should still wash hands. You should still social distance. If you feel sick, you should wear a mask. You shouldn't even leave the house if you feel sick, honestly. It's one of the most fucked up things in this Sigma grindset, work until you're dry kind of mentality, to think that you should always be hustling, always be out there, always be pleasing your boss. I don't want to fall behind. If I do, someone else can take my job, and I need that job, so I'm gonna go and get to the office sick, and then everyone else is gonna get sick, but fuck it, gotta do it, gotta meet those deadlines, gotta get those deliveries, everyone wants their quick, cheap Amazon products, you know? I also didn't know about the bat piss part. That's pretty fucking funny. Bat piss, you say?
Do you enjoy the surfs, but prefer not to have to use your eyeballs? Many are saying this. Well, we've got the solution for you. It's the Surf Times in podcast form. Available on most major podcasting networks now. If you enjoy it, please consider leaving a good review and feedback, because it really helps the show out, apparently, and it's free, just like the podcast.
To our gods, Xander Corvus and Peyton L. Juice, we shall spend many a generations building mighty cathedrals in your honor. To our monarch, Tom Spiker, we are but your oafish jesters, here to offer you a laugh at any opportunity. To our brave Knights of the Round, Rachel K, Izzy Solidarity, Victoria Bell, Sebastian Demel, Mark Harmon, Benji Arnie, Scary Earth Human, Tony, DM Rivera, Resident Scarecrow, Sir Nickus, Cheryl Alvarez, Ruby Kelly, Brandon, Words Greenwood, Everything Important, Hegbert Celine, Matthew Scarborough, Stellar Vision, Ariane McCarthy, Doug Cady, Daniel Sutton, Jenna Tao, Dark Puppy, Quiet 185, Anna Loves Riley, Omni, Riley and Anna, Poodlehawk, Multimondi, Trevbot EXE, Brian Ephraim, Anthropofojak, Catherine, Ramon Acosta, Nkosin, Ralph Parler, Violent Orchard, Political Puppy, La Media Panza, Todd Buckingham, and Todd Lajeunesse. We salute our valiant heroes off to fight injustice everywhere.